Dr. Howard Gardner gives us a neat example of how the subcultures that we live in influence parental interaction with babies. He talks about his own son, Benjamin. And when he was 1.5 years old, they lived in Nanjing, China. The family did. And the baby would take the keys to their hotel room and shake them around and try to put the key into a narrow slot in the front desk where the guests were dropping off their keys. And he usually didn't get the key in the slot, but his parents were just happy to let him continue banging the keys around. Anyways, his parents noticed something because if any Chinese person were nearby, he said they would come over to watch him, see him be unsuccessful with putting the key in the slot, and intervene, by holding on to the baby's hand and gently but firmly guiding it towards the slot, moving it as necessary to help him put the key in it. Then Howard Gardner said, "What a difference. The American parents and himself and his wife were encouraging more exploratory behavior, wanting him to become self-reliant. They learned that he could solve the problems on his own, to come up with creative solutions to new problems. They'd let him figure out how to get that key in the slot himself. But the Chinese people around him believed that molding the child's behavior was better by guiding him gently into tasks that were beyond him, and it would diminish his frustration, make him happier, and teach him how to do one more task that he could do before going on to a harder one." He calls the Chinese view of creativity evolutionary. In other words, they believe by helping children become competent through approved means, only then will they be in a position to deviate from the traditional approved forms. And he calls American view of creativity revolutionary, making bold departures and then gradually moving into the tradition. Americans value originality and independence and worry that creativity will never emerge unless children acquire it early. The Chinese, on the other hand, fear that the children may never acquire skills if they don't learn to do them correctly early on. So, this is just an example of how different cultures intervene as parents in different ways.